Chris Menino has a 6-year-old daughter named Isla, who she homeschools and takes to the Independent Learning Center in Tinicky Springs. All 3 days it's open. She says she only started thinking about homeschool after the town's school closed during the 2013-2014 school year.
Prior to that time, no, absolutely not. Homeschooling was barely a word I knew. It was nothing that we were pursuing or interested in.
The school reopened, but ever since, Menino has been doing research to figure out how she would homeschool her daughter. She says that's why this year, when the school shut down, she was ready.
So I wish our school was open. I wish we had, you know, enough students to have, you know, a regular school. That would be my first choice. But since we don't, I do feel that I've had time to prepare to do this.
Menino enjoys being so close to her daughter, but says sometimes it's kind of tough.
Homeschooling a 6-year-old, there is no break.
Tinicky Springs is a small southeast Alaska town on Chichagof Island, about 46 miles southwest of Juneau. In 2015, the state reported it had about 140 residents. It also has a small student body that fluctuates from year to year. Francis Zeal says some families were already choosing to homeschool before the closure, and after the school shut down, the district wanted to support them. Zeal is a regional school board member for the Chatham School District, who also lives in Tinicky Springs. She says last school year, enrollment dropped from 11 to 5 students, so this summer, the district closed the school. State education funding drops sharply when enrollment falls below 10.
What we decided to do is to turn the brick-and-mortar building into an independent learning center.
Zeal says the learning center gives the town a chance to at least use some of the school's resources. She guesses there are about 12 school-age kids in town and 7 of them enrolled in distance education through the Chatham School District. The district is working with an accredited distance learning school that sends parents materials to help them homeschool. What parents can't provide at home, their children look for at the learning center.
All children that are enrolled in Chatham School District can come here 3 days a week. They have two tutors here that are available if they are so needed or wanted by the students or parents.
Kids are also given access to the school's library, gym, classrooms, and the big one, internet. And they can come to special events like an upcoming talk on octopuses. Menino says she would get a lot more downtime during the day if her daughter were going to traditional school. But without the learning center, she'd get almost none.
And so that's actually one thing that's been really nice about the Independent Learning Center is that Isla can work with Megan and another couple of younger children for an hour or two, 3 days a week.
Megan Bush is the Independent Learning Center's facilitator.
Pretty much everything that the ILC needs, that's me.
Bush is in her office finishing up the day after an afternoon recess, pushing kids on swings and helping Isla, Chris Menino's daughter, overcome her fear of Bush's two dogs.
So I consider my job to be providing opportunities that they're not getting in their homeschool education. And a big part of that is, especially for the younger ones, is social time.
Bush says the building could easily accommodate 20 to 25 kids if the town had that many. Instead, she usually sees less than 10. Chris Menino isn't sure what her family would have done if they had to homeschool without the learning center. She says moving would have been one option on the table. In Tinicky Springs, I'm Quentin Chandler.